The GAA Programme with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, catering for clubs and schools with customised team wear.
GAA agus faltú go dian clár cum an Luke Glasgow na shachtan a shach. Is Mr. Tom Comack agus by me an shach go dian ní atlog. My special guests tonight are recent retired Donegal stars Christy Toy, Carl Lacey, Rory Kavanagh and Big Neil Gallagher. All four were honoured by the Donegal GAA at their annual banquet in the Mount Errigal Hotel on Saturday night. First, we hear from the gentle giant from Crislaw, Christy Toy.
Christy Toy, did I see a tear on the stage earlier tonight?
Oh, you can't get tear at a stone, Tom, you know. But nah, indeed. Obviously, it's an emotional night, you know. It's your family that's there, and you know, I suppose it's the final curtain in your career, really. And it's great that the county board honour, I suppose, the players who've been there for a while. You know, it's a great occasion, and but nah, it's just, delighted, you know, to be given the opportunity to be able to play for whatever it was. I think it was 2001 I started, so it was great to have such a long career, and you know, eventually we won stuff and that. So
yeah, and success didn't come easy or come early. It took it a while.
No, that's right. I mean, there's always good Donegal teams there, and I suppose there's a lot more expected of the team than we actually maybe delivered at times. But again, when you look back on it, when you suppose assess the teams you were up against at that time before we won the All-Irelands, was like, you know, Tyrone, who won, that team went on and won three All-Irelands, and Armagh, who won an All-Ireland. You know, they're considered probably their best teams that ever came through those counties. So,
and you were so close to them at the time.
That's it. There's only, you know, you look back, there's only a kick of the ball. I remember we played Armagh in the 2002 final, and I think we lost by 4 points, but we had like 18 wides, and we were working all over them at times, and you know, you weren't that far away from them, and you know, as I say, those were the great teams of those counties, you know. But thankfully we kept plugging away, and you know, we got our rewards at the end, up in the final, whatever, five or six seasons of my career and Rory's career and Carl and Neil's. We got
and it began with a league success in 2007.
That's right. We won the league, and I think that year we beat Armagh in the championship in the following game, and I suppose it looked good that year. But then Tyrone beat as well in the championship, so it was kind of very disappointing. But probably.
And it looked like the chance had gone then, didn't it? Kind of, it went downhill. Brian McIver left. There was John Doherty came in, and there was a lot of rumblings. And
that's right. I was probably getting a bit messy and stuff. And you're thinking, where do you go from here? I suppose at the time, but I mean, again, you know, we were chatting there about, you know, you don't really have any regrets. I mean, probably maybe if we kept going like that and the career finished, you'd be thinking, well, geez, pity wouldn't maybe put the shoulder to the wheel for a few years and see what happened. But we did it at the end up, and we got the reward.
It took Jim McGuinness, didn't it, to come in?
I suppose, like, you know, every manager was chatting to Brian McGuinness in there earlier on. You know, Brian had a huge influence in my career, you know, and probably things just telling you at the time. You know, I was only 19 or 20 when he was the manager, and things just telling you at the time, you weren't really soaking in, but you know, they made more sense then later on in your career, you know, that kind of way. And you know, he had a big influence in my career, but probably Jim McGuinness then was one of these boys who had all the traits mixed in together. You know, he was a psychologist and a coach and a motivator, and you know, he had everything all in the one. So I'd probably took him to take us up to the next level, you know.
Yeah. 2012, obviously, winning the All-Ireland was the highlight, was it?
Aye, you know, obviously you can't look past that. It was, I mean, there's wee bits and pieces along the way here that would stick out in your memory, but from the point of view of what it done, just not for the team, but for the whole county at the time, Donegal were still, I suppose, in the guts of a recession, and the kind of the hope it gave it a lot of people at the time. And I mean, remember the whole week, sure, it was, everybody seemed to be off work, and it was just party time, and it was just a great experience, and something that probably won't happen again because of where Donegal came from to win that All-Ireland. You know, they were ranked probably 20th in Ireland, whereas now the kind of expectations there, so even if they'd won, it probably wouldn't be the same, you know. So it was one of those kind of special periods of those 4 years that we were very lucky to be involved in, you know.
Yeah. You mentioned there was other highlights along the way, or other bits that you'll always remember. What are they?
Yeah, well, funny enough, from a personal point of view, I remember when I came back from injury, it was like down in Leash, my first game was in the league, and it was kind of a nondescript game in terms of, it was Division 2 at the time, and 2014, it was like an old cold day and stuff. But I remember just coming off with a blood injury at the time, and all the crowd standing up to cheer and clap, and I thought it was some Leash fella coming on, but it was actually, they were clapping me coming off the field. And you know, it was a really special moment personally, because I suppose the supporters in Donegal travelled the whole way to Leash and kind of recognised maybe you came back from injury and stuff, and that was a very kind of emotional moment for me, and something sticks out in my mind, you know, from my career, even though it was just, you know, a league game and things like that. But you've stuff like that along the way that made you really think it was worthwhile, you know.
Record championship goal scorers we heard there tonight, and what goal sticks out in your mind, or do they all?
A couple of the goals we scored was in defeats, you know, so it probably don't mean as much, but probably the goal against Kildare when I came on, it was my first game in a long time, and was only on the field for a couple of minutes or whatever it was, and just managed to score the goal, and probably against Meath as well. We beat Meath, who at the time, 2002 that was, who at the time had just won the All-Ireland, was in 2000 I think it was, so they were still a major force. They were in the top three or four team, we beat them, you know, unexpectedly, so that goal would have stuck out as well, you know. It was up in Croke Park and the new stadium and stuff like that in 2002, so that would have been a one that sticks out as well, you know.
Mm. Was retirement forced on you in the end?
Not really, you know. It was after the last two or three seasons of my career, I was kind of always took stock, you know, to see what the story was, and never really made any concrete decision until Christmas or whatever around that, you know. And it was the same in my final year, but just everything that came together at that stage in terms of age and probably not getting as much game time and body not recovering, and, you know, other parts of my life too, you know, there's a baby coming and things like that, so it all just started up, and, you know, it was an easier decision then at the end up, you know. So I haven't really, to be honest, I haven't really sat down and thought, geez, I'd love to be back playing, you know. I got all as I was going to get out of my career, so I was happy enough, you know.
Well, Carol, first of all, congratulations on your retirement. What's the emotion like tonight?
Ah, yeah, it's difficult, Tom. Well, it's not difficult. It's, you know, it's, I suppose, a night you've got to enjoy, and you've got to look back and be happy with, you know, the service you give. And, you know, there's some great memories there being talked about. You know, you're up there with some past players and colleagues, like Rory Kavanagh, Neil Gallagher, Christy Toy, and, you know, there's a couple of video clips being played there of games. And, listen, it's, I suppose, it's relaxing now. You can sit back and enjoy and take it all in. Whereas, yeah, when you're playing, it's very hard to do that. You're still in that wee bubble. You're still that player. You're still trying to commit and give it everything. And now it's, you know, you put it aside. And yeah, as I said there, I can step away now knowing that I gave it everything that I could give. And I'm happy with that. And, you know,
and really, you know, your record stands out. It's an outstanding record. Most decorated Donegal football of all time. What an All-Ireland, National League, you know, four All-Stars, Railway Cups, you literally won everything in the game.
Listen, I don't, I know it's maybe no cliche, but you don't really look back at that type of stuff, Tom, until maybe nicely guess where stuff like that's read out. It's all about, you know, what you've achieved as a team, and, you know, it's maybe the All-Irelands and the Ulster medals that, you know, are the real ones that count. You know, say it's, I came into the squad in 2004, and it wasn't easy to come by getting results or getting wins. You were beaten, you know, I think Antrim beat us very early on in my career, and, you know, we were getting, Fermanagh were beating you, and, you know, things weren't looking good. Obviously Tyrone and Armagh were strong at the time, and, you know, you thought you were never going to get across the line and walk them steps and Clonus and lift the cup. But, you know, lucky enough, we came to 2011, we stuck at it, and we, you know, Jim came in and he really drove us hard. And, you know, yeah, eventually we got there, made it worthwhile. But that's, you know, it's like, nice to get. It's not your All-Stars or, you know, your Railway Cups and all this type of stuff. Or just things that, you know, they're extras, really.
Yeah. Was all those disappointments in the early part of your career, you know, at senior inter-county level, you know, were they made you appreciate more when the success did start to come?
I did, yeah. Yeah, of course. And we always looked at, you always look at your leading teams, and even now, like, everybody looks at the likes of Dublin. You know, what are Dublin doing? What are they doing the best? And why are they winning all Ireland? So for us back then, it was, you know, what are Tyrone doing? What are Armagh doing? There was a wee bit of envy there. You know, we always wanted to be like them, and they were getting the best of everything, and they were like professionals. They'd started S&C training. You could see, you know, their diets, everything they were eating after games. You know, looking on as a player back then, you were a wee bit jealous of that, going, you know, that's, them boys are professional. We're nowhere near that setup, and that's, you know, we eventually got there.
Jim came along and transformed that.
I think, yeah, he came in, and so I think we got it right then, 2011, and, you know, there was a lot of things nailed down, and, you know, there was that famous meeting that happened in Downings in 2011 with Jim, and there was a lot of things ironed out, and, you know, we got everybody committed, and we got a huge amount of backing from everybody, and everybody bought into it, and everything, the S&C started to really kick off, really hot and heavy, and boys were putting on weight, boys were losing weight, boys were getting stronger, more powerful, and you know, that real athletic ability started to come into it. And then the tactics, obviously, as well, the gym had the game plan down to a plan, and it was all kind of new, really, you know, that level at that stage. And you know, a sense of belief started coming in then among everybody, especially the guys who were there from 2004. You know, we never did this before, and you know, that belief started to come. I think we were going to really go somewhere with this, and you know, it just worked off each other then, and then we got into the final, and you know, the rest is history, really.
2012 was the high, was it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think we were so close in 2011. I think you know, we regrouped fairly shortly after that All-Ireland semi-final against Dublin, and you know, we knew we were so close, and we competed against Dublin that day. There were a lot of criticism we were getting, but you know, everybody still stuck. Everybody had belief in what Jim was trying to do with us, and as players, we believed that what we were doing was going to get us to an All-Ireland, and we worked hard over that pre-season again. Over them winter months, we came into the National League, and you know, it's that belief just got stronger and stronger. Every game we played, everything was falling into place for us, and it just, to say, the rest was history. It just happened, and yeah. You know, before we knew it, we were playing in All-Ireland semi-finals, beating Cork, we were beating Kerry's. We got into an All-Ireland final and beat Mayo. And
was it a difficult decision when you had to make it at the end, that you were going to retire?
No, it wasn't difficult, Tom. It was obviously, listen, I'd keep going if I could, but you know, it was my body that makes the decision end of all. My head, if you could do a lot of things without your body and without your legs, and having that aerobic ability to keep running all day and that speed to go as fast as you can, I keep doing, but you know, the age I've got to now, I just can't do that. The demands that are there in the game, it's just, for me, it was impossible. And even last year was debatable for me. I said I'd give it one last shot with Rory, and you know, as I say, I can walk away now knowing that I gave it absolutely everything, and I'm happy with that. And listen, I've been lucky enough to be called in now with Declan to help out with the squad, and you know, be chatting a few other players, and I'm happy to do that. You know, to whatever I can, hopefully I can add some kind of value to the squad and bring them forward.